We'll talk about it after this. 844-967-2789. Take your calls. This is the Todd Allbo.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie making a surprise visit to Ukraine, meeting with President Zelensky and getting a firsthand look at some of the destruction from Russian attacks. The former New Jersey governor pledged American support at a time when some Republicans are questioning whether to cut back on military aid.
Lots of discussion in our country about what to do. And I think if the American people see the sacrifices that you all have made, it will allow us to continue to support all of you in the fight against the Russians.
A Russian court sentenced Alexei Navalny to 19 years in prison on new charges. Vladimir Putin's biggest rival is already serving time on other charges. Navalny was arrested in 2021 when he returned from Germany after nearly dying from being poisoned on a Russian flight. The Labor Department's July jobs report showed 187,000 jobs were added last month. This is ABC News. From the Gulf Coast to the Southwest, a new round of record heat is expected through the weekend. Heat alerts issued from Florida to Oklahoma. Two Democratic lawmakers, members of the so-called Tennessee Three, have won back their seats in the state house.
Mr. Turper, please clear the balcony. We cannot.
Justin Pearson and Justin Jones were expelled from the Republican-majority Tennessee House for participating in a gun control rally on the chamber floor. A third Democrat narrowly avoided expulsion. Pearson and Jones were reinstated by local officials in their home districts, but were forced into a special election held yesterday. Jones faced a GOP challenger. Pearson and Independent both have now won back their offices. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A woman from Hawaii proves it's never too late to fulfill a goal. 93-year-old Mathia Allen Smith is now officially the oldest woman to ever complete a marathon. She did it in December when she was just 92, but the record was just certified. Victor Okendo, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. There's very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. If you're heading to Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hockey games, you'll now be able to drink alcohol. The UW Athletic Department announced that it would be adding beer, wine, and prepackaged alcoholic drinks to its offerings at the Kohl Center and LeBron Arena beginning this fall. The decision also covers other events held at the venues, such as concerts. After a hot and humid week, this weekend should bring relief as rain showers pass through northwestern Wisconsin. Temperatures will be in the 80s to start next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board in for a vacationing Mr. Zommers from the Wayne County Fair in Iowa with the governor, Ron DeSantis. Now to the Wisconsin State Fair, which is a much, much better deal, if you ask me. I love the fair. I love everything about the fair. I love the cream puffs. Mr. Mathers, not so much.
No, I'm not a big fan. I will eat a lot of different things at the state fair. I'll try a bunch of things, but the things that I have tried that I know I don't like, cream puffs.
All right, fine. No cream puffs for Lukester. I love
more
cream
for
puffs.
Everybody else. Hey.
But you're a big fried on a stick guy.
Oh yeah, yes.
Anything on a stick.
We're 6 days away. State fair's coming up fast.
And speaking of that, the keeper of all of our tickets has opened up the ticket vault. And what have you brought with you in your satchel? This is fantastic. He brings a leather a bound satchel. It's been used. It's been rubbed with all kinds of mink oil over the years. It's a beautiful leather satchel, and you have pulled out.
They're crumpled up in the back of my wallet. That's what I guess the equivalent. Like if I had to carry them around, that's where they'd be. But I don't think I could carry as many tickets as we have here at Civic Media all on me at once. But we got a 4-pack of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to give away to your lovely listeners, Todd.
A 4-pack. There you go. You and three of your wonderful friends, family, whoever you want to take with you, 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair for any day, correct?
Any day. And you could invite Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and show him the Slurpees, the Icies, show him around the Wisconsin State Fair if you really wanted to. I wouldn't do that, but you could do that with the other 3 of your tickets if you're the winner.
There you go. We're going to give the tickets away. What should we do here? Should we do a trivia or should we just do it? I've been thinking about other things, Luke. You understand? I've been thinking about...
I don't know what that's like.
Really? I know. Right? Give me a break. All right.
4 tickets. Let's do caller number 4.
There you go.
That's really easy.
That's why you're in charge.
That's why I'm in charge.
Caller number 4 gets 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair for free. Gratis. No dinero. Call the number 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Caller number 4. Luke is screening the calls. He will tell you what number you are, and we will put caller number 4 on the air. Caller number 4 to 844-967-2789 will get 4 tickets. Stay with us. We're going to find out. Phones are going crazy. There's a call from Anonymous. They also wrote the great book called Primary Colors by Anonymous as well. We appreciate them calling in. Who would have thought you would have got a world-class author and film person calling the old show today? 844-967-2789. Caller number 4. We're going to put you on the air in just a moment. And that person will have 1 of 4 tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. You've got the people that I love. I've said this before at the State Fair. Is the big pavilion where you've got like the sham wow guy and the Ginza Tokyo knife. They're doing all the demonstrations. I love it. It's like live television. It's theater, you understand. So I'm looking forward to getting down there to the State Fair. I believe now we have our caller number 4 is on the air. She is from Madison, and Sheila from Madison, I believe you are on the air. Let's just hold on 1 second. Sheila, go ahead. Congratulations. You have won the tickets.
So awesome. I've never been to the State Fair before, so this
really?
Is great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Are you listening to us on WMDX or on the Civic Media app?
On the radio.
On the radio. Very good. Here in Madison, WMDX. Well, that's fantastic. Do you have 3 friends, family, whomever you can take with you?
I sure do.
All right. Well, that's great. The State Fair coming up, your first time there. We appreciate you listening to us, and we're happy to send you to your inaugural visit to Wisconsin State Fair. You will not... be disappointed. It's a great time had by all. Don't go anywhere. Don't hold on. Don't hang up. Hold on, brother.
Hold on. Yeah, please do.
Luke is going to take your information off the air, and we'll get those tickets to you. Thanks a lot, Sheila. We appreciate you. All right. That is Sheila in Madison. More tickets on Fridays and other days as well to the Milwaukee Brewers, to the State Fair. So be listening each and every day. Luke will open up that satchel and give us more tickets. We're going to go to this shutdown in just a minute. But I promised that I said I was going to run through this timeline of Van Orton, and then we'll get off of it for today. I just think it's important that this guy was at the January 6th insurrection, claims he didn't go in. Also then... threatens this guy during the campaign, a private citizen, to release his personal information, berated a teenager, another teen, at a Prairie du Chien library, who is a teen librarian there, over a pride display, filed a complaint with the library claiming that the book was untrue because it painted Republicans in a bad light. The book was a piece of fiction about rabbits. All right. The serious part is this teenager described the situation as, quote, very uncomfortable and threatening. Van Orton wanted to know who set the display up so, quote, he could teach them a lesson, unquote. Then Van Orton checked out all the books but one. The teenager said she was, quote, unquote, terrified. In 2015, Van Orton, according to his own book, said he revealed a male lieutenant's enlarged scrotum to a female officer as a quote-unquote prank. Again, for a guy who, rails against Pride Month, he seems to have an obsession with male genitalia. In May of 2022, he was found with a gun, as we said before, in his carry-on bag at an Iowa airport. Pleaded guilty
in December of 21, paid a $360 fine, and then also was fined by TSA. Typically, that fine is about $4,100 for the first offense. And then in October of 22, said that leftists cannot be Christian. Said there were many fine Democrats who are Christian, but leftists couldn't be a Christian, and painted his opponent, State Senator Brad Paff, as a leftist. This guy just has abusive behavior. It's the same type of behavior, and add into that the drinking. I mean, this is the same stuff of the domestic abuse we deal with. And as Trygve Olsen said, he's an embarrassment to every person in Wisconsin and the 3rd Congressional District. And I applaud Republican leader Mitch McConnell. And quite frankly, I applaud U.S. Senator Ron Johnson for going along with Mitch McConnell and condemning Van Orten. It would seem that someone who was a former SEAL, Navy SEAL, would have the chutzpah to man up and admit he was wrong and apologize to teenagers who he verbally assaulted. 23 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Want to start this here?
Luke, 2 o'clock, sir.
2 o'clock, yeah.
Come on,
it's,
man.
I keep
it's a Friday. You're keeping me on my toes. Isn't that what it is? You're making sure that I'm aware that it's the 2 o'clock hour. Sure. I did a double take there. I was like, wait, what?
Luke's like, oh my God, I hope it's not 1 o'clock. No, 2:23. Not great, but a very important story. Heather Cox Richardson, a great reporter, author who we've used before. Headline, mega extremists hold American hostage. May cause a government shutdown. The House, U.S. House representatives left for its August recess this week without passing 11 of the 12 appropriation bills necessary to fund the government after September, setting up the conditions for a government shutdown this fall if they cannot pass the bills and negotiate with the Senate in the short time frame they have left. Far-right Republicans don't really care too much, apparently. Representative Bob Good, Republican of Virginia, who seems to be up to no good, told reporters this week, quote, "We should not fear a government shutdown. Most of what we do up here is bad anyway," unquote. Representative Catherine Clark, Democrat of Massachusetts, the second ranking Democrat in the House, disagreed. She said this, quote, "The Republican conference is saying they're sending us home for 6 weeks without funding the government. That we have one bill out of 12 completed because extremists are holding your conference hostage. And that's not the full story. The extremists are holding the American people hostage. We have 12 days, 12, when we return to fund the government, to live up to the job the American people sent us here to do. This is a reckless march to a MAGA shutdown. And for what? In pursuit of a national abortion ban? Is that what we're here doing? The American people," says Catherine Clark, Democrat of Massachusetts, "the American people see through this. They know who is fighting for them, fighting for solutions. Your time is coming. The American people are watching. They're going to demand accountability. We should be staying here, completing these appropriation bills, stripping out the toxic, divisive, bigoted writers that have been put in these bills, and getting back to work for freedom and for our economy and for the American family," unquote. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you either on the phone or download the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite app store on the iPhone or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media. You'll see the cool little CM logo designed by our fantastic Rebecca in graphics. Punch on that. Download it. Less than a minute. Won't cost you a thing. There is a tip button on there. If you want to leave a tip for Luke Mathers, you can do that. There's no tip button. Wouldn't it be fantastic though if there were?
I now have the great idea.
Right?
Just give me a couple days.
There may be a tip button coming. But what do you think about that? I mean, what do you think, Luke? I mean, the Republicans say, well, most of what we do up here is bad. Tell that to the military folks or a lot of government employees who will not get paid if we go through another government shutdown.
Who among us, Todd, doesn't have the opportunity to go on a six-week vacation before doing one of the very important things that they need to do with their job? Come on, who among us?
Right. Great six-week vacation. Back to the district. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I love these, I say this tongue-in-cheek, of course, I love these mega Republicans saying, well, you know, we don't do anything up here good anyway. The continual kind of painting the government as this terrible, terrible thing. And look, I'm a former Republican, and I still think that I'm a fiscal conservative. There are a lot of government programs, particularly at the federal level, that should be cut out. There is government waste. I'm not going to say that. But the fact is, our federal government also does a lot of good. It always fascinates me when these Republicans get up and say, oh, federal spending, we have to cut federal spending, and then a hurricane hits Alabama or Mississippi, or a flood or a tornado hits Kentucky, and these same mega Republicans are the first one to stand in line for government assistance.
During the pandemic, some of the first with their hands out for PPP loans.
Yeah. I know you guys do. Whether it was with Dueling Tangents or now on Town Call, Luke, you've been all over this. The hypocrisy. Guys like Robin, what's poppin', Robin Voss. Taking all kinds. That's going to be a segment. We're working on a segment called "What's Popping, Robin Vox." It's a popcorn business.
I get the joke. That's hilarious.
Robin, instead of Rock and Robin, "What's Popping, da da da? What's Popping, da da da? What's Popping? What's Popping, Robin Vox?" And just the absurdity of Robin. By the way, he liked on social media this week. Did you see that? This cartoon that is against Jewish people, for goodness sake?
Yeah,
What's up with him?
Republican Town. It was a satire that Robin Voss would like to see as real, which is disturbing.
The Republican Party has gone to crazy town. We'll go there as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show with Luke Mathers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, The Stephanie Miller Show. On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Elwin Lopez. A key gauge of inflation shows the slowing of price increases last month.
For the 12 months that ended in June, the Commerce Department's personal consumption expenditures price index rose 3% compared to 3.8% in May. Takeout energy and food prices and the core PCE showed prices rising 4.1% from June to June, slightly below what economists expected. The same report shows Americans spending more last month than they did in May. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Former President Trump facing new charges in the special counsel's classified documents case. Trump and his aide, Walt Nauta, are facing new counts of obstruction along with a new defendant of attempting to delete surveillance video at the Florida State last summer. 150 million Americans facing heat alerts across the country. The most populated areas of the Northeast, including New York City and D.C., could see the hottest temperatures of the season. This is ABC News.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Another round of sweltering heat for parts of the Southwest. Triple-digit temperatures are taxing residents in hard-hit Texas. Health officials there have confirmed 3 dozen heat-related deaths this summer. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Fort Worth.
65 million Americans currently under heat alerts from Florida to California. Here in Texas, sweltering heat putting crops and livestock at risk. Ranchers turning to cryotherapy and large fans to cool them off.
A Russian court sentenced Alexei Navalny to 19 years in prison, adding to the term he is already serving on other charges. Vladimir Putin's political rival in court looking gaunt but remained defiant. The campaign and court calendar is stacking up after the third indictment of former President Trump. He pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony charges related to efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is also facing another possible indictment in a Georgia case on attempts to overturn state results. This is ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. There is very little change from last week to this week in the National Drought Monitor released on Thursday. The lower Wisconsin River Valley and parts of far northwestern Wisconsin are still in extreme drought, with precipitation up to 10 inches below normal over the last 3 months in some places. About 82% of the state is in some stage of drought. About one-eighth of the state is in extreme drought. That's slightly higher than last week. If you're heading to Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hockey games, you'll now be able to drink alcohol. The UW Athletic Department announced that it would be adding beer, wine, and prepackaged alcoholic drinks to its offerings at the Kohl Center and LeBron Arena beginning this fall. The decision also covers other events held at the venues, such as concerts. After a hot and humid week, this weekend should bring relief as rain showers pass through northwestern Wisconsin. Temperatures will be in the 80s to start next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Mathers is spicing it up on a TGIF Friday edition of the Town Hall Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lookster, glad to have you along at 2:33.
Yeah, it is 2:33. I don't have to double check. We know what time it is, folks.
We know what time it is. Mr. Zommer is on a well-deserved day off. In with you on a Friday. Hope your Friday is going well. And be aware, could be some heavy weather coming through later on this afternoon and tonight across parts of Wisconsin. So this heat apparently is about to break, cool down a little bit starting tomorrow, but may trigger some severe storms with some high winds and hail in parts of the state. Be listening to your respective Civic Media radio station. We will break in and give you any warnings should they happen. Like, yeah. I know yesterday during Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom, Corey Hartman broke in and did a great job of telling folks how to stay safe.
Yeah, something definitely rolled through late last night, or I guess early this morning. My power went out around 12:30 last night. Yeah, and there was a bunch of kind of not a bunch of fallen branches and whatnot, but there was some debris that was blown about. The cover of the grill almost flew all the way off. So there had to have been some high winds coming through at least my neck of the woods last night, and I should have been listening to Civic Media, but I was asleep. So that is my excuse for why I did not get the update on our tremendous stations.
It's one advantage of starting to lose my hearing is it really takes a big storm in order to wake Todd up. So.
Just sleeping right through it.
But I love a good, as long as there's no damage, I love a good thunderstorm in the summer. Wouldn't it be fantastic if you had a thunderstorm in the winter?
Thunder snow is a scary thing. Like, it's weird.
I've been in that a couple of times.
It's not normal. And a couple of years ago, I would have never been like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's a thing. Thunder snow. Oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Let's go to the text line just for the fun of it. Jeff and Shorewood, appreciate him listening as always. In the last segment, I mentioned that, you know, I still believe there is, while I'm a believer that the government does a lot of good, as someone who worked both at the state capitol and the U.S. Congress for several combined 25 years, saw a lot of waste. So Jeff and Shorewood says, okay, Todd, put up. What federal programs should be cut? Well, how about this one, Jeff? My former boss, Scott Klug, tried to do this back in 1996. It's still alive. Down in Texas, the National Helium Reserve. It's an actual thing. It was created back in 1925. Because, you know, we have blimps, right? That's part of our defense system. Don't have too many blimps. The Goodyear blimp. But even that's been replaced by drones now a lot of times for sports events.
Yeah. But helium's hard to come by.
Well, isn't it? There was a shortage a little while ago.
It's one of those, I believe it's very difficult to manufacture if you want to try to make helium. Like, it's not an easy chemical process. And so there's only like, there's only so much helium out there, I believe. I don't know how it works. I honestly.
But the question is, should the government be involved in making, you know, helium for balloons? Which, by the way, I'm a big. I mean, I'm okay with the rubber balloons, whatever you want to call them. But the what do you call them?
The nylon?
No, the glossy ones.
Yeah, no.
Not Kevlar.
It's not Kevlar. No, it's something like that though. It's a something R, yeah, I think.
And you
picked me on the worst day to try to pick a random fact out that has no application to anything else that we've been talking about to get me to get that out of my brain.
Right, I know. Mylar. That's
Mylar.
What it is.
Thank you. See, I helped get you
for
there.
Once,
there we
for
go.
Once
it was
I
we're,
had
there.
One.
We go.
For
we're, once, we're there.
For
All
once,
right.
an old man's brain works. Mylar. Because here's the deal. We're not going there. I've spent a lot of time, been to El Salvador and Central America 39 times over 25 plus years, kind of like a second home to me. And I walked the beaches. I love walking the beaches in El Salvador. And you see, in the last few, I haven't been there now 4 years, longest I've ever gone since I first started going in 92.
Nothing's happened in the last 4 years.
Oh, no, nothing at all. But I got to get back there because my next time will be 40 times to El Salvador. And I want to get down there. Anyway, when you walk on these beaches in the Pacific Ocean, over the last, 8 years, you've seen more and more of this ocean waste. And it truly, I mean, I've always been pro-environment or whatever, but I think it really, when you see this for yourself, you hear stories, you see things on TV, all this plastic in the ocean. But until you walk it yourself, until you see it yourself, at least for me, it didn't have as big an impact. And so I personally think I'm fine with outlawing Mylar balloons. I think they're environmental data. Who needs a Mylar balloon?
I can't tell you the last time I had a Mylar balloon, at least that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But it like maybe at a party or something.
And you know what really irks me are these balloon releases. Because
that's terrible.
I don't care whether it's a funeral or a birth reveal or whatever. And by the way, birth reveals, right?
I think you mean gender reveals. Yeah. I don't think anybody's being like, the baby's been born. It's more of it's a boy, it's a girl kind of vibe.
Here's the placenta. We have a birth reveal.
Todd, something happens throughout that 9 months that there's a revelation that the birth is going to be there at the end point. Like a gender reveal, I believe, is what you're.
That's what I'm talking about. Gender reveal. I don't. Just tell people. Just say, hey, we're having a boy or girl. Or how about the old-fashioned way? Just wait until the kid comes along. Nobody needs to know what's coming. Let's just have a. There are very few surprises in life. Why not just let it be a surprise? Anyway, just don't use Mylar balloons when you're doing stuff because it's terrible for the environment. All right. There's Todd's tip for a Friday afternoon. 844-967-2789 if you want to join this craziness on a Friday. 844-967-2789. Why not go back out to the old stomping grounds? I was just there this past week on Wednesday. Spent the night overnight up there at Mom's in Richland Center. Go out to Richland Center now, home of WRCE in southwest Wisconsin. And Robert listening in on RCE. Thanks for calling in. What say you, Robert?
Yeah, hi. First of all, I just want to talk about helium briefly.
Sure.
Helium is used in a lot of things, such as MRI machines, and rocket engines, and air to missile guide systems, NASA applications, and a variety of other things. So, nuclear reactors, because helium doesn't become a radioactive, so it can be used as part of the cooling medium. So helium has a lot of really cool uses besides our party balloons.
Well, this is exactly why I love this show, because we have smart people like you. I had no idea helium was used in MRI machines.
I knew it was used in MRI machines, but, you know, I just Googled and figured out all the rest of this stuff. But while I'm on the phone,
I appreciate the honesty. This is like the old Johnny Carson Stump the Band. This is Stump Todd Friday.
So could I chip in on Derek Van Orden?
Please. You live in the 3rd Congressional District out there in Richland County. What say you on Mr. DVO?
Well, so the one thing is, I think it was just the incident itself was awful about yelling at the teenage page or something. But, you know, I also think what's almost worse is the fact that how he tried to justify it at the end by this whole cockamamie story about in Civil War, people were put in there and
right. soldiers were,
like, desecrating soldiers' group, which is just such a reach. And it's such as not like, oh, I'm sorry, I guess I lost it for a minute, I should have been okay, you know. But the follow-up just tells you more about his character than the actual incident, I believe.
I think that's a great point. And again, to clarify, there are at least not any known soldiers buried under the Capitol. I mean, my gosh, the Capitol was built already during the Civil War. It was used as a hospital. And you know something about hospitals. And it was a place where Union soldiers were treated. And again, I agree with you 100%. As they say, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. And to make up that crap is just, it's ridiculous.
Well, I know. It's such a reach to say that you're desecrating graves, because like you said, it was a hospital. I'm sure some people maybe had died into there and was there, you know, but it's such a reach.
Yeah, totally agree.
So,
Robert, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you listening. As always, have a great weekend out there in Richland County.
Okay, thanks. You too.
All right, thank you very much. If you'd like to be like Robert, give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Would you say that's the most generous that you could be then? That there weren't the graves, it was just Union soldiers' ghosts that walk the halls of Congress, right. And that's who the pages were disrespecting by laying there?
But I agree with Robert. It was, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the thing is, if you want to go, have you ever been to Arlington National Cemetery?
I have, several times.
Well, there you go. If you want to be somewhere that affects you, go to Arlington National Cemetery, where America's heroes are buried. And that is a sacred spot where our men and women who gave everything for us are actually buried. And any sort of goofiness there should not be tolerated. To me, it is a sacred spot. But that's very different than a couple of miles away at the U.S. Federal Capitol, where there are no soldiers buried.
The fact that he was there when the actual desecration of the Capitol was happening on January 6th, when people were shattering windows and smearing feces on the wall and trying to overturn through violence the election, the 2020 election, the certification of that election on January 6th, 2021. We don't, like Trigvi pointed out, we don't know for certain if Derek Van Orden, Congressman Van Orden now, was in the building that day, but he was definitely on the grounds, and he witnessed that.
He was a part of his own picture for that.
Yes. He was a part of the mob that then put that violence onto that building that day. And if you are okay with that, and you were doing your civic duty or whatever, the most generous version of that these individuals, I forget if it was Ronna...
McDaniel.
Yeah. That said that it was appropriate political discourse,
right,
is how she referred to the insurrection on January 6th, for you to be okay with that. And then the routine nature of teenage Senate pages, quote unquote, lounging in the rotunda is just, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And you bring up a great point. I'm glad you did, that we have not heard anything from Congressman Derek Van Orten on calling out people who were at January 6th. He, too, basically, to paraphrase, not a direct quote, but paraphrase, saying that they were exercising their free speech, basically. Which, of course, we know is a complete load of crap. It was an insurrection. And I wish Congressman Van Orten would call that out. New charges for the Trumpster. Get to this quickly before the break. Special Counsel Jack Smith has brought new charges against Trump in connection with his retention of classified documents. The new indictment alleges that Trump conspired to destroy evidence when he plotted to delete video from security cameras near the storage room where he'd stored boxes containing classified documents. This was after the Department of Justice had subpoenaed that video. The plot involves a third co-conspirator, Carlos de Oliveira, who has been added to the case. De Oliveira, a former valet at the Trump Organization's Mar-a-Lago property, who became property manager there in 2022. Allegedly, he told another Trump employee that, quote-unquote, the boss wanted the server deleted and that the conversation should stay between the two of them. Apparently it didn't. Apparently it didn't.
Imagine being that guy. Like, oh, right? You get looped into this whole...
Poor Carlos.
Well, he was a willing participant, maybe.
He was a willing participant.
Poor, I don't know, but
I don't know.
That's a bad day at work right there, getting looped into this.
You think we need a Friday? Yeah. How about that? We'll come back with what we're thankful for, Mimosa Friday, and your calls as well, the Todd Allbowles Show. Don't go anywhere. Oh, no, we got a minute left. That's fantastic. All right, let me tease this.
See, this is my bad. I'm used to longer out song cues. You are used to shorter out song cues. I wanted to listen to Loverboy. I threw you off. This is on me.
I've been used to shorter for quite a while. Anyway, there are bone fragments believed to have been from the 15th century composer Ludwig van Beethoven had made their way back to Vienna after living in a locked drawer of a home in Carmichael, California for the past 30 years. I'm not making this up. Beethoven was in California, but by golly, he's made his way back to Europe. We'll talk about it after this on the Todd Allbowles Show. Now, this is the Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. You want a piece of my heart. You better start from the start. You want to be in the show.
Enjoy a nice dinner with the ones you love at Wolters Shoreview Supper Club. Check out their delicious selection of dinner entrees, their soup and salad bar, and learn how to rent their boats. Log on shoreviewsupperclub.weebly.com. Wolters Shoreview Supper Club. Great food, amazing lake view.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need. Only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples. Some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn. And Matt Flynn direct from 3 until 4. I am the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club.
It's pretty official at this point. It's pretty official, folks.
Here's why I love this program. Because you're going to learn something. We all learn something because Matt Flynn is an attorney, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We're going to learn something. Number two, Matt Flynn does not take himself that seriously. I mean, he's not a stick in the mud. He'll say something. He kind of chuckles about it because he knows it's a little bit off, but he thinks it's funny. And anytime he laughs, I laugh along with him. And I think it's fantastic, right? So, I mean, it's a great program. You're going to learn something. You're going to have a laugh, and you're also going to have great callers. Each and every show, that's Matt Flynn, direct 3 to 4 at 4 o'clock, Crudy and Dom. Never personal, only politics. It is the Devil's Advocate coming up at 4 till 6. At 6 o'clock, a great repeat of the Maggie Dawn Show. She called in today. God bless her. Even on her day off, she's still working.
That's how I screened the call. I was like, Maggie, don't you know? You got the day off.
but yet she's working anyway.
Yeah, she's listening. She's listening to Civic Media. She wanted to engage with you and Trigvy on the air, and so she called in.
She's fantastic. An attorney herself. Maggie Dawn's show from 6 until 7. We have Pizza Box Mike in tonight, 7 until 8. Always a great show, Pizza Box. And then we've got at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. Our friend Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio at 10 o'clock. Got to meet Robert here about a month or so ago up at Green Bay. Fantastic, a smart guy. Also very funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very funny.
I didn't realize what a funny guy he was. But really, really a cool sense of humor. Great person. Great Native American perspective. Native Roots Radio later on. And, of course, this weekend, Mr. Mathers, the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens at noon, high noon, well, depending, but at noon on Saturday and Sunday.
Depends how you celebrate your weekend, I guess, right?
Exactly right.
But yeah, high noon, Cripes cast, and then following that, you got Under the Helmet with the Gravediggers. So right. Gilbert Brown joins Earl Ingram for that conversation taking place 1 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, fantastic. A couple of quick shout-outs. I have neglected. I wish my niece a happy birthday last Sunday. I wish my dad a happy birthday on Thursday. I forgot to also recognize my youngest niece, Isabel, who made my oldest niece, Addison's, cake. It was her 21st birthday. It was a very creative cake. It was a cake using a Barbie doll, which, of course, is, you know, in right now. And the Barbie doll was kind of like bent over the cake with her hands on it. And my niece used glitter to like replicate barf basically for her 21st. And what was cool, she had the pink shoes and one of the shoes on top of the cake, like the Barbie had lost her shoe.
That is a very creative baking right? experiment right there. Right? I would have tried and failed. Baking is not a good one for me.
I enjoy it, but I'm not that creative. So, congratulations. By the way, my mother would want me to say this. My oldest niece had a pretty subdued 21st birthday. She behaved herself, just had a couple of beverages and just kind of chilled. So, a shout out to Amanda Schultz, youngest favorite daughter of my former boss, Dale Schultz, who is getting married this weekend. She and her lovely fiance, Will, I will be going to the festivities. So looking forward to that. Now, what the hell did you just do? It's just, you just drank all the mimosa for Mimosa Friday. What are we going to cheers to?
We have to cheers?
Well, that's the whole point. You see, now I understand. Now I understand. He doesn't actually listen to the show. All right, say something. We're not going to let this pass. Go ahead. Say something.
You're okay. Todd gave me a libation for the start of this segment, and I was ill prepared, and I did not know.
You have to be ready.
Okay. All right. All right.
Ready, Lukester.
Okay. This is where my defense is going to be, Todd. I am. All right. Once you put the drink in my hand, then it goes away pretty quickly there.
Here's how this segment works. It's the end of the week. You know,
I told Aaron to give me any pointers. Darn it. I'm going to have to talk to him about this.
Well, don't do a DVO and go curse at him. That's what it's going to be referring to now. Every time a boss or a supervisor curses, it's just a DVO, a Derek Van Orten.
Yeah, but it's not even, he wasn't a boss or a supervisor.
He was just a bully, a jerk. Anyway, enough about him. So
you kindly had enough, though, so that we can do the segment.
Yes, we're going to do the little segment. First of all, I want to tell you this. I'm not going to get into the whole story. Todd and technology.
Okay.
All right. So anybody knows me, and Luke's getting to know me better for worse for him. But here's the thing. Todd does not do well with technology. You understand? I have moved into a new apartment here in Madison over a month ago. And my Spectrum people are still not, I still don't have service, correct service. I have now had, after this morning, they came at 9 o'clock. After this morning now, I have had 4 Spectrum technicians, 3 trips to the Spectrum office, and now apparently it's an outside, it is the connection from the box or whatever into the apartment building. They believe they have to replace that. They're going to elevate the ticket, I'm told. I get better service.
I helped my little brother move yesterday.
It's hot.
The Spectrum installation gentleman was there at the door at 6 p.m. right when we were getting back to. So that was the first thing that they're in their mid-20s. First thing my brother and his roommate were like, we need internet right away. And so they made sure before the gentleman left to test to make sure the internet worked.
Smart.
And it did.
Smart. Your brother's a smart dude.
It was more of his roommate, but he's good on that stuff too.
Well, very good. Here it is. Kenny Chesney, one of my favorite artists. Kenny Chesney, pardon me. He has a great song called We Do. And so we like to say what we're thankful for every week. And then we cheers to that. Mr. Mathers, we'd like to say something you're thankful for this week.
Yeah, I am thankful for all of the tremendous Civic Media staff that are going above and beyond to pitch in. Here at Civic Media, we are doing something incredible, and just the team that we have put together is tremendous, and I am very thankful.
That's awesome.
Yourself included.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, I'm thankful for Luke Mathers because he's a chilled, cool dude. He had a couple of great shows this week. It takes a team, as Luke says, to put all this stuff on the air. But I'm thankful for Luke and all he has done to help our show and continues to do, including giving Mr. Zomers a day off. So also to you and to all of our fine staff, thankful that hopefully the weather is going to break a little bit. Thankful to have people like Amanda Schultz, their lovely family. I'm going to that wedding, so thankful for that. And thankful just to be healthy. You know, a lot of times we complain and gripe and groan, but health is a blessing and a wonderful thing. So, Luke, who lives like we do? We do. He didn't have his mic.
We do.
Very good. It is Mimosa Friday. And now, Luke, now you imbibe.
All right. There we go.
There we go. Oh, it's a fine. It's kind of slushy.
It's an icy almost. You were storing something somewhere that froze almost, yes. At least half froze. But
in honor of Puddin' Fingers DeSantis, we have a little icy here on a Friday. Thanks to Trigby Olson as well, and above all, thank you to all of you who listen to each of us each and every day. We appreciate you so much. Have a great weekend across the state of Wisconsin. We'll see you Monday. Stay tuned now. Matt Flynn, direct is next. Do not go anywhere. He sees you on the line, and he'll take your calls after the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. For Luke Mathers, I'm Todd Albaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum.
Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm